Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Adrian Colbo and I have the pleasure of sitting down today with Joe Sepulveda.
How you doing?
Hi, good. And we are live on the air today, a little bit of something different today, but I'm sitting down with Joe Sepulveda from 1008 Key Club, which is the former 21st Amendment down there on historic Fourth Street. And we are very pleased to start talking about the rebrand and the new menu and kind of the new launch of this this new spot down on historic Fourth. So welcome, Joe.
Thank you.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself, Joe. You came to town not too long ago, actually.
No, I was in Arizona. When I got out of the military, I plopped down in Arizona. I had been in Europe for 3 years at that time, but altogether 6 years. Enjoyed it and fell in love with the food scene and everything along those lines. So when I got out, actually my wife pushed me to go through culinary school. So I went through the Cordon Bleu out there and was cooking through casinos and things along those lines. So
right. Kind of cutting your teeth. And working with menus. Casinos are a great place to cut your teeth.
Oh, right? Yeah, because they basically have an unlimited budget. Right. So you can just do what you want and be able to do creative things and things along those lines. So
yeah. And your wife is from the area here?
She is from the area.
Okay. Here, so. She's a Siouxland native?
Yeah, she is.
Okay, cool. Well, that's a recurring theme, I think, in Sioux City. You know, you are from somewhere abroad, you meet someone, and then this happens to be their hometown, so you end up coming back here. Well, we're happy that you're here. So you got some training with Le Cordon Bleu. You've got you know, with your culinary education with Le Cordon Bleu, but then you've worked in casinos, also a Hyatt as well.
Mm-hmm. I worked with Hyatt Regency in downtown Phoenix.
Okay.
It's a nice little area. Restaurant that sat on the top of the building that just rotated. You could see the whole Arizona Valley. It was real nice.
Oh, the Hyatts are so great. And known for amazing banquet food and great restaurants. So you've got your chef's title. You're back here in Sioux City. You're working with Jesus Sanchez on this new rebrand, a brand new menu down at 1008. Tell us a little bit about that experience and what you're trying to accomplish.
I happened to come in before the rebranding, and when I did come in, he told me, you know, he had a plan. He was going to be rebranding and just kind of take a step.
Right. So he had kind of a vision for what he wanted to accomplish, and with your experience and your skill in the kitchen, you were able to kind of help him achieve that goal?
He kind of sat down with me and told me things that he wanted and what he had visioned as far as food went. And he does a lot of traveling and, you know, kind of going to restaurants here, there, everywhere. And, you know, he comes back and he's like, well, this is what I saw over there. And, you know, these are the food trends going on. And so we try to hit everything we can, you know, when we collaborate together.
Well, and that's another common theme, I think, you know, living in Sioux City, but doing some traveling, getting out and seeing what's going on in the scenes in other towns and in other cities. And then not just depending on them to do that, but bringing it back to Sioux City and bringing some of that culture back and making more of a conversation out of it. So the menu, let's look at the menu. You know, for anyone familiar with 21st Amendment, I always loved the food there. You've got the South Dakota, Steve Smith here said it's the South Dakota state treasure of Chislic, which is a hand-cut ball tip steak deep fried and tossed with pesto basil butter sprinkled with Parmesan cheese and herbs. Oh, so that is one of my favorites. You kept that because you can't rock the boat too much.
Yeah,
right?
No, it was from the previous chef, and you know, it was kind of something that's always been a fan favorite. So yeah, you know,
well, definitely some happy hour favorites, some fan favorites, you know, that have been carried over from 21st Amendment. But you've got some bigger steaks on the menu now. You've got salmon. You got a chicken and mushroom risotto. Tell us about some of the other items that you've come up with on this menu.
We went with those items because we wanted to be able, when he did this whole rebranding, he wanted to be able to hit the day crowd and the night crowd, which are two completely different crowds.
Right.
So, you know, he wanted to have something that when you have those people who want to come in, just have a nice meal, but not, you know, gouge their pockets.
Sure.
So that's kind of where we went with it. There's still changes to come. You know, we're still...
You'll tweak as you...
We're still tweaking, still, you know, oh, well, what if we did this or what if we did that? So
trying to improve.
And, oh, yeah, and always trying to improve.
So will you be open during the day then for lunch at all or...?
Right now, we open at 3. We go 3 to 9. He is going to be doing a reverse happy hour. So he'll be opening up later from 9 to 11. So that's something to see. It's going to be like the apps and things along those lines that we'll be doing for a reverse happy hour. So
okay. So something that I'm noticing here on the menu that I'm a huge fan of is the Korean barbecue, the flank ribs.
Oh, yeah.
What's your process for cooking that? Tell us about that a little bit.
We get some, obviously, the ribs. We get them in. We take them to go get cut, flanked cut. And then we marinate it in, you know, a Korean barbecue sauce. And it's basically marinated for a while, so a few days. And then, you know, you get the order and hit it on the grill. Just kind of get those marks on it and basically get it off. And
yeah, so it's nice and still somewhat rare
tender,
and tender. Yeah.
And, yep. So,
oh man, well, Korean, from living out in the Northwest, I miss all of the Korean food, out there in some of the international districts. So I will definitely be in to try that. You got your catfish still on the menu, which is good to see. That's a tasty catfish, served with the citrus aioli. One of my favorites. Anything else on the menu that we should talk about? You got this. You got short ribs as well, braised short ribs. Which, man, I'm needing to eat some lunch here. but tell us a little bit more about the menu and like what your influences are and what you hope to do here as a chef in Sioux City.
We kind of wanted to hit that comfort food, but at more out of an elevated level. So,
okay.
You know, we like the steakhouse burger. You know, it's still that burger, but you have your sautéed mushrooms, your onions, truffle oil, you know, A1, bacon, you know, blue cheese.
Right.
It's the combination. A lot of people seem to be, they're taken back by it, but then they eat it and they're like, oh, it's really good.
Somehow so, feels like home, yeah, even though
it's good.
So. It looks like it might challenge you a little bit, but
yeah. But it's tasty, you know. These are things that, you know, we want to be able to introduce to the area.
Right,
so
right.
Just some little good quality bar food, but not hitting you so
right.
hard.
And we were talking a little bit about this earlier as far as, you know, you're here in Siouxland, you're back here, namely because of your spouse, but bringing some of that culture back and maybe some influences, we talked briefly before going on air about just the culture of food in Sioux City.
Yeah.
And how to create more of a conversation and how to, a conversation and a camaraderie between chefs and even between stores.
It'd be nice to see, the chefs come together and, around here and, you know, not necessarily, I'm not saying let's put a club together, but something to where, you know, we come together and
yeah,
let's get these food trends going that, you know, that are, you know, everyone's behind California, New York, and
right.
You know, as you further go in, the further behind it is. So, you know, I saw a lot of food trends in Arizona that aren't even here yet.
Right.
But I think as chefs, we can all come together and let's get these going.
Do you find that the food trends are harder to accomplish here in the Midwest because of access? Like access to those foods? I mean, depending upon a large distribution network like Sysco for your ingredients, does that kind of put a hindrance on that or?
Not really. I think it's just kind of the area, you know, people, how would I say? They kind of just want that fusion, the stuff like that. But that as it comes further inward in the States, you know, people are coming around and I see that people are wanting that, you know, those food trends to hit Sioux City.
Right,
know?
Right.
Like, obviously, Omaha's picking up. So, we're right behind it. And I'd like to see
sure.
it pick up and head that way. So,
well, we can definitely do, you know, do better. You know, everyone is so focused in Sioux City. The restaurant industry in Sioux City is very competitive. Mm-hmm. Which is awesome. You know, it's hard to make it in Sioux City. So the places that do make it, they're doing really, really great things. And, but it would be really cool, to see some, you know, friendly competitions, you know, some more activities, maybe even in the summer, working with the farmers market and, you know, educating people on how to, you know, make recipes, favorite recipes they might have in town, make them with fresh ingredients sourced from
Reinhardt. From right around Sioux Land. They're actually bringing Culinary Fight Club.
Oh, okay, great.
It's coming to Sioux City in the summer, so.
You said Reinhardt Foods is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're bringing that over because it's usually in Omaha.
Okay.
So they just told me, they're like, hey, we got that Culinary Fight Club coming like about 6 months, so.
Culinary Fight Club.
I hope you're ready for it.
The first rule about Fight Club or a Fight Club is not talk about Fight Club.
Exactly.
Well, the exact opposite here. I guess we're live on air here on Sioux Land Public Media, and I'm talking with Joe Sepulveda from 1008 Key Club, formerly 21st Amendment down there on Historic 4th Street. We're talking right now about a culinary fight club of sorts, where we, might be having that starting yet this summer. Is that what you're saying?
Here in Sioux City? Yeah, they said it's going to happen this summer. It's just a competition.
Kind of a chopped style competition.
Yeah. Just kind of go in there and chefs compete and, you know, nice competition going on. So that'd be nice for this area to get it.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. Definitely. Well, I personally am all about growing culture in Sioux City, not from any personal, there's no real personal stake in that, but just I think that, you know, a town, a city that has a good, healthy music scene, a good, healthy culinary scene and art scene is just going to be that much more appealing to people visiting and to living here.
Yeah, Jesus, he's real good at what he does. He's constantly wanting to change, wanting to bring in those crowds, wanting to hit every crowd instead of just a single crowd. You know what I'm saying? He wants to hit the whole everything. So, and be able to bring everybody in.
Well, food is such a common thread for people, in terms of being able to talk about food and sit down. And it's it's something that I think people, utilize to create relationships with each other and open up lines of communication. And for you guys to be doing what you're doing here in Sioux City, I'm very excited about that, creating some culture and bringing some things back. You've also got some drinks on the menu, cocktails. Jesus isn't here today to talk about that, but you should, we can definitely say that you're going to have some pretty awesome cocktails on the menu, especially since your name, 1008 Key Club, references kind of this prohibition era when it wasn't legal to have or store alcohol. And so you had like your own key, right?
Gentleman's club.
Yeah,
so,
kind of a gentleman's club.
That was a thing. That was kind of where he wanted to go with the name, obviously, with the Key Club. But, I mean, like I said, he rebranded it to that to be able to hit the day and the night crowds. So just to hit it all around across the board, so.
Well, great cocktails, a great menu with steaks and handheld sandwiches, burgers, even a Chicago-style dog, and some appetizers that if you had previously visited 21st Amendment, you'll be very familiar with. And obviously some familiar faces as well. I imagine the staff didn't turn over too much from from previously.
No.
Okay. Well, Joe, thank you so much for sitting down with me today, and best of luck to you and Jesus and the rest of the team over there at 1008 Key Club.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Well, once again, this has been Food for Thought on Sioux Land Public Media. My name is Adrian Colbo. Be sure to tune in every Friday here on 90.3 KWIT for Food for Thought, where we discuss different food topics from around Sioux Land, and we will catch you next time.